For most artists, choreographing a Beyoncé music video might be a career peak. But for Teyana Taylor, who did it when she was just 15 years old, it was only the beginning. She was signed to Pharrell's label around that same time. And since then, she has grown up in the entertainment business, acting in movies, modeling, starring in reality TV shows, directing and dancing in music videos. And now, she is out with her third record, which is called simply The Album. She chose today for the album's release, Juneteenth. It's a day that commemorates the end of chattel slavery in the U.S. I talked to her this week about why she decided on Juneteenth for the release. But first, we started our conversation where the record starts, with her family.
When the EMS and fire, what's your emergency?
Because the album begins with the birth of her first child. Taylor didn't have time to get to the hospital, so this is the actual recording of the 911 call where her husband, basketball player Iman Shumpert, is learning how to help deliver their baby.
Oh my God. Every time I hear the intro, I feel it every single time like it happened yesterday. It's crazy because that night was like, it was scary and like a blessing at the same time. Mm-hmm. Everything happened so fast. I pushed one time, she came out.
Amazing.
Is the baby breathing?
It felt like a movie. Like as soon as she wasn't crying, she was just staring at me, looking around the room. That's how crazy it was.
Is it a boy or a girl, sir? It's a girl. Congratulations.
Taylor says she originally wanted to have that 911 call on her last album, KTSE, which was produced by Kanye West. And she's been public about being really unhappy with her lack of creative control on that project. She says this new album is quite different.
Girl, you're working with some flash, yeah. This is really the one. You know, like, I feel like my fans and followers have been on a long journey with me. And I feel like when people hear the album, they will understand what my frustration was with KTSE. Mm. Trying to put a lot of emotions within 7 songs is tough. So now to have a full album, 23 songs, you get to literally express yourself in every single part of you.
You've been in the music industry for a long time. I mean, you were choreographing a music video for Beyoncé when you were like 15 years old, which is so incredible to me. I mean, you claimed a place in this industry very early. So why do you think it took you almost a decade and a half to be like, okay, I am ready to call the shots now?
I mean, me coming out that young, I felt like all my mistakes was kind of on an open platter, you know, where you had other artists that, you know, it looked like they became successful overnight, but they've really been grinding it out behind closed doors for 9-10 years.
I mean, do you wish you could have had the chance to make mistakes without people watching?
You know, I don't regret it. I think because the people was able to watch me grow.
Yeah.
So now I feel like it will make them appreciate this body of work even more because it's like, we watched this girl come so far. You know, like, I don't regret anything in life. Like I said, I don't question God, you know, and I don't question his timing, you know. And like I said, times definitely get hard where I get a little frustrated and a little disappointed. But, you know, I eventually pull through.
You have said that you wanted to release this record at the right moment. So I want to ask, what made you decide that today, Juneteenth, was the right moment?
I personally felt like it was only right because it's a celebration. You know, it's a celebration for my culture, my people, you know,
yeah,
to show that no matter what we go through, we always pull through.
Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies. Homies with the hardest.
Love, you better believe it.
That's what I stand for. I stand for Black power. I stand for Black magic. Like, I stand for that.
You have posted pretty openly about how police violence against Black men, how community violence against Black men, those are things you think about every day. I saw that you wrote about your husband on Instagram. Can you read that post for us?
Okay. So it says, though you are the love of my life, my king, my husband, and an amazing father, you are still a Black man first. Before anything. And that's the risk that I take as you leave my side and walk out the door every single day. I could have lost you yesterday, I could lose you today, or I could even lose you tomorrow.
Can you talk about that some more? Like, what is it like to raise a family feeling that all the time?
It's tough. It's tough when you really sit back and realize that it doesn't matter, no amount of wealth, no amount of fame, no amount of anything. When you are asleep and I wake up and I'm just crying, just staring at you, like I'm looking at a black man. I'm not looking at an NBA star. I'm not looking at a champion. I'm not looking at anything else but a black man. You know, I look at my daughter and I'm not looking at anybody else but a black young lady.
Yeah.
And I even look at myself in the mirror and I am a black woman, which I feel like, you know, sometimes even black women, voices go unheard or go unnoticed.
Yeah.
It's just black people. And I feel for my people. And it's been the most emotional thing to even trying to find the balance of staying strong, you know, for my daughter and spreading knowledge to her. And then like being very enraged, being upset, yeah, because clearly they don't hear us.
Even though, yes, you have been experiencing a lot of anger and pain during this time that we're all in, when I listen to your album, there's a lot of joy that I'm hearing.
Wake up, love. These sheets won't comfort me. Please wake up, love.
In a lot of the songs here, you sound like you're in this really good place now with your marriage, your family. Does it feel like you are still able to be in touch with a lot of that joy right now?
Of course, you know, because with, yeah, even with all the painful things going on in the world, we just got to make sure we're all doing our part to help, but all still making sure that black people are celebrated, because I feel like we're not celebrated enough. And it's always some type of negativity that somebody brings. And then it's like they make us stereotypes as if we're always upset and we're always angry. And that's not that. We're just tired. So in the midst of when everybody's kind of tired, I just want to show them that, like, you are loved, you are appreciated, even through the toughest times.
We gotta love, love, love. You better believe it.
Teyana Taylor's new album is called The Album. It's out today. Thank you, Teyana, so much for sharing
no
this
problem.
Time with us.
Thank you.
Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Ah. Play catch with the hunnids. Love is the new money.